Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
We're going to start with Sam Clipperton. He's got some key rides tomorrow. Morning to you, Sam.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Yeah, very well, mate. Exciting times when you can get on horses like Dubious and a few others tomorrow.
Yeah, it is exciting. Got a couple of nice rides and getting some good support off a wide variety of trainers. So everything's going well. We just need to keep ticking over.
And Fundamentalist as well. I mean, let's start with the big Group 1 tomorrow. Fundamentalist has done nothing wrong. We've been focusing on through the week about Nikita Jane backing up, but Fundamentalist was pretty tough there last Saturday as well.
Yeah, she sure was. She's a model of consistency. I'm still a little bit sick about last weekend, actually.
Sorry to bring it up.
No, that's okay, Andrew. But I thought we won, honestly. But, you know, she did everything but win. And a great effort last weekend, and she's backing up this weekend, and I'm sure the Hayes camp wouldn't be backing her up if they weren't 100% happy with her and how she's done through the week. So she's only got to repeat what she did last weekend and pretty much her whole campaign to be competitive again on Saturday.
Yeah, for sure. I watched a couple of races. I watched the Winx race, and I watched the surround from around the 300-metre mark. I was fascinated by the young kids around Winx and the like, but by the time I sort of just got around to thinking, oh, well, I'll stay here and watch the surround. Around the bend and then the way she fought on, I mean, I know you're disappointed by not winning, but, gee, she was tough holding on.
Yeah, she sure was. I wasn't really planning to lead that race last weekend, but she just got there so easy. I thought once we're there, I'm going to really sort of try and stack them up, get a few cheap sectionals, and then see if we can kick away sort of coming up, topping the rise. And she really did that. She put in a great kick. She just got run down by a really, really good horse.
Yeah.
I mean, Nikita Jane had everything sort of go wrong for her. She was wide and got beat off the track and still run us down. So, like I said, Fundamentalist did everything but win. And she certainly deserved to win, but hopefully she can get a chance again tomorrow.
Obviously, the Autumn Sun is the big one tomorrow, but there's nothing wrong with filly's form when they're in form. You're going to get somewhere another nice run tomorrow from that draw, you'd think. There doesn't look to be, you know, high-quality, solid tempo.
I think so. She's drawn five, and the good thing about my filly is she just makes her own luck. She jumps out of the gates well. She strides forward, and she doesn't have to necessarily lead, but she's pretty versatile in the fact that she can lead, sit outside the leader, or be, you know, third, fourth, fifth. So makes my job a lot easier because I certainly have options in whatever the circumstances are. But tomorrow the race maps well for us, and if, like I said, if she can put in repeat performance, she'll be right in the firing line.
That's Fundamentalist in the Group 1 Randwick Guineas. Let's go and talk about Dubious. We know Michael Walker got a suspension and only got one day shaved off, so it's a great opportunity for you. Have you been on the colt a couple of times?
I rode him track work on Tuesday morning out at Warwick Farm. And, I must say I was quite impressed with the way he felt. He's very much a tradesman-like horse. You wouldn't pick him as a sort of two-year-old. He worked around the course proper there at Warwick Farm like an old Oakley plater. So, you know, very professional, very push button. And his form suggests that too, Andrew. He's a model of consistency as well. And then you go to watch his replays to see he's also, for a two-year-old, very versatile as well. He's led a couple of races. And in the Magic Millions, he was tucked away on the rail and took a tight run up the fence and only just got beat. So, you know, those good horses, as particularly two-year-olds, are pretty, pretty versatile, and you know, they're real athletes. They take tight runs. They can put himself anywhere you ask them, and that's exactly what this horse is. So, look, he faces a tough assignment tomorrow. There's a very, very strong field of good two-year-olds, but he's certainly one of the main chances, and very much looking forward to riding him.
The one thing with this race tomorrow, and we're not going to know until tomorrow morning, is just how many will line up. Peter and Paul Snowden have got McLaren and Rome in this race dual accepted. They've got it in a Canberra. I think they're going to make a decision tomorrow morning. We may know today what they're doing with Bellevue Hill. and Bivouac from Godolphins is dual accepted with Canberra as well. So you could end up with 10 or you could end up with 6. You know, it'll be interesting to see what they do.
Yeah, exactly. Both the Todman and the Black Opal could fall away. It just depends on wherever the connections want to go. So be interesting to see what happens. I've actually got a good ride in the Black Opal as well. So be interesting to see what happens in both races.
I'll get to that in a tick just before I let you go. Hey, this Trialer Way Up in the Sky, it's another dual acceptor. It's in the Riesling and in the Black Opal. You couldn't have been more impressed, were you, from last week's trial at Rose Hill?
She was very impressive, Andrew. I'm certainly hoping they run her tomorrow, because as you say, she's dual accepted in the Black Opal as well. But she's drawn well tomorrow, so she faces a strong bunch of fillies. But the way she trialled at Rose Hill the other day, gee, she gave me a great feel. She just sort of settled in amongst the speed, in behind a hot speed, I must say, and quickened well. So even though she's a first starter amongst a strong bunch of fillies, I certainly wouldn't write her off. She's a great chance tomorrow if she goes round.
Yep, we'll wait and see what they end up doing. You've lost a couple of rides. Jonker's going in an earlier race, and you're not on it there. And I Like It Easy's come out this morning as well. Just before I let you go, you mentioned Black Opal on Sunday. You're on this Peter Roble horse, All Cylinders. You've drawn awkwardly at the moment, but again, who knows by Sunday?
Exactly. It just depends, as we said earlier, it just depends where their connections want to go. Their horses, he's drawn 11 on Sunday, which is a bit disappointing. But, I mean, as you say, he could end up drawing 7 or 8. So a great run at Randwick last start. He was run down by Tenley, which is a very talented filly of Godolphins. And if he, even if the race doesn't fall away on Sunday, he's still a very good chance. He sort of pings the barrier as well and strides forward and makes his own luck. So would have liked to obviously draw a better barrier, but at least he's a big, strong colt that makes his own luck, and he'll be in it for a very long way.
On International Women's Day, as it is today, you're on a horse that some would say it is just the biggest tip of the day on names. Newcastle, race 2, number 1, Chauvinist.
Chauvinist, yes. Well, look, he's had a few chances. This is only his fourth start, but John O'Shea's given him a bit of time. He looks like he's needed a bit of time. But this campaign, he should sort of fire, I think. His first up effort was okay. But today he's got the blinkers on, which is key, and he faces a nice small field. So, look, he's drawn 5 or 6, and I think he should get his chance today to break his maiden. So he's hoping for Chauvinist.
Yeah, Chauvinist on International Women's Day. I reckon it might be just have a few people backing it today. It's in race 2 at Newcastle, number 1 for Champion Thoroughbreds. Sam, good luck. Really excited to see Fundamentalist back in the Randwick Guineas, backing up Dubious again, and we'll wait and see what happens with the other 2-year-olds. Hope it's a good weekend for you, mate.
Cheers, Andrew. Thanks for having me.